You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Straight up, before we get to the world of boxing, of course, let's delve into the world of mixed martial arts. Last night, the USC rocking and rolling. Of course, the USC doing their thing in the Toyota Center in Houston, Texas, of course, right alongside the Super Bowl. And, of course, wow, the Korean Zombie was back. Zach, what happened to the Korean Zombie? Did he win?
Yeah, the Korean Zombie got a KO in the first round after 2 minutes and 49 seconds.
If there's ever a guy that's going to get brain damage, it's going to be him. Don't you agree?
The Korean Zombie?
The guy fights with his face.
It would make sense considering his name.
The Korean Zombie. Chan Sung Jung, but he won. It was a bit of an upset. People thought that Bermudez was going to beat him, but it was a KO in round one, 2 minutes and 49 seconds in. Now, this poor chick that I saw strain to make weight, Felice Herrig. Have you seen that video of her online trying to make weight?
Yeah, she was not having an easy time.
Nobody realizes how tough it is to make weight. That's what cracks me up is you people out there, sitting there watching, paying your cable bill. You don't know what making weight is, man, because, you know, you lost 3 or 4 pounds in your diet over a week. Try to lose 3 or 4 pounds in less than an hour. But she won tonight. Of course, she beat Alexa Grego and Grasso in a unanimous knockout across the board, 29-28 twice and 30-27. James Vick was the winner with a submission, a DRC choke over Abel Trujillo. Ovince St. Peru, the young man, of course, that went the distance with John Jones, came out short against Volkan Osmander. Is Osmander the real deal?
He may be, but, you know, you got to consider that Ovince St. Preux is on a 3-fight slide now, and he's lost 4 of his last 5, so it might be something more like that.
Okay. Jessica Andrade was the winner on the card. Now, before we move on, were you surprised that last week, of course, the women just stole the show, but Valentina Shevchenko, she can fight.
Yeah, she's one of the top fighters, like female fighters in the UFC right now, I would say.
Yeah, I know, but she's the number one ranked 135-pound contender to the champion Amanda Nunes, but she beat Juliana Penn, and Juliana Penn is one hell of a ground grappler, man, and she beat her with a submission armbar. I mean, she sort of took something out of the Ronda Rousey, you know, playbook, but straight up, Valentina can box. I think she's like... lost 3 fights and 65 fights as a pro boxer and kind of kickboxer. She's really the real deal. When she said she was a complete fighter, she is that, a complete fighter, Zach.
Yes, she definitely is. I mean, she beat Holly Holm, who's a very good mixed martial arts fighter.
Okay. Andre Arlovski got knocked out. No surprise there. Anytime he gets touched on that chin, it's lights out, right?
Yeah, he's been knocked out so many times now. I mean, do you think it's time for him to maybe, like, consider not fighting anymore?
Francis Ngannou, listen, he should fight. Just he should tell those guys, you can't hit me on the jaw.
That makes sense.
Can't hit me in the jaw. That's just the way it is. Speaking of Holly Holm, she's next up for the USC. USC 208, something I don't think I would want to kick down a tremendous amount of money for, because she's taking on Jermaine de Randamarie in the main event. This is 145 pounds. She's moving up 10 pounds. Also on the card, Anderson Silva, the cheater. Flintstone vitamins, anabolic steroids, call it what you want, taking on Derek Brunson. Ronaldo Souza. Aren't we high on Souza, Zach? Aren't we high on him?
Yeah, he's a very good fighter. He's probably one of those people that will get a title shot in the near future if he keeps winning.
Okay. Glover Teixeira is on the card, former light heavyweight challenger. Dustin Poirier and Jim Miller, the cowboy, of course. Randy Miller and Brief Vital Muhammad. I'm looking at some other names here. Ryan LaFleur. That's not Ric Flair's daughter, son. I'm looking at the schedule here, though, Zach, before we switch to boxing in a minute. There's not a whole lot on the schedule, Zach. Holly Holm, Travis Brown, Tyrone. Take that back. USC 209 is going to be hot because the main event, Tyrone Woodley and Stephen Thompson, the rematch. But Beltort and Gastelum and Cormier and Rumble Johnson, too. I mean, this is the stuff that I'm going to need a lot of Viagra if you want me to watch the UFC to get up for these fights.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's not a lot that excite you. Like you mentioned, the Woodley versus Thompson, too. Cormier versus Johnson, too, would be an interesting one, because I remember Johnson dropped Cormier in the first one before getting submitted. So both of those fights are good, but outside of that, it's really not a lot in the upcoming schedule.
But Johnson's a striker. He likes to come out and strike. He likes to knock people out quick. If he can't knock you out quick, he loses. That's what happened with Cormier, and I suspect it will happen again. But, you know, the key to beating Cormier has been, is the blueprint's been written. I think Anderson Silva wrote that blueprint when he kicked him in the ribs. Okay. Kicked him in his side and he almost, I mean, good Lord, man. That was it. There was blood in the water, but Silva was too old or too out of shape to smell it because he took the fight on a few hours notice. But that's the way to beat Daniel Cormier. Work on that big, fat, loose body of his.
Yeah, definitely. I would say, I mean, and somebody like Rumble, you know, he's bigger than Anderson Silva. Anderson Silva, he took that fight on last, you know, at the last minute. So somebody like Rumble training for that, I don't know. I think he actually has a good chance at getting the upset here.
Do you think the UFC, do you think that the Nevada State Athletic Commission should have sanctioned that fight considering he was coming in like, okay, is it the way in there is it to watch TV and all of a sudden you're going to be fighting the champion the next night? He went the distance, all that kind of good stuff. But that fight shouldn't, he wasn't prepared for that, man.
No, he wasn't, but it did make you wonder what could have happened if he was prepared, because he put up a decent showing for himself.
No doubt about that. You are tuned to SiriusXM Satellite Radio, of course, channel 203. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and that is your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. This is your Combat Sports Update.